Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello, welcome to Vox Markets, live from PDAC 2025.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Peter, good to see you again. You recently had a news release out. Can you talk a little bit about your 51 meters of sulfides?
Yeah, so, you know, I was up at site. You know, I am a chartered accountant and, you know, chartered financial analyst, or I hold those designations, but I recently took up being a drill helper. We own our own rig now. We have a great contract with the team, but if we're going to own our own rig and operate, I feel like I need to get in there and learn how it goes. And what happened is, you know, we hit two mineralized structures in the immediate vicinity of a 2,330 gram grab sample that we chased down and found the vein. And what happened was we had a 370 meter program, and we planned to do seven holes, and then we ended up drilling nine holes and over 550 meters. So what we hit some, you know, exactly what you want to see in that area. It was better than expected. So you had about 51 meters up to 51 meters in core length, true width is unknown, of sulfides, pyrite, chalcopyrite. It's really exciting. Assays are pending, but we hit it seven of nine times in that area over about, you know, 100 meters approximately. So really, really interested on what that's going to run. So,
and do you have a timeline for when you expect the assays to be in?
Because of the rapid start and stop of the drill program, it's probably going to be 6 to 8 weeks. We had a lot of short holes, right, which was good to kind of get everybody going, get the new team working together. But we had a lot of start and stop. So right now there's a bit of a break, and then we're going to be logging that very soon. And then what also is going to happen is we're actually drilling and making some money on another company right now as a subcontractor for drilling. So we'll have a bit of revenue on the top line, which is also exciting and unique that makes us a bit of a differentiator. So we're going to be drilling that, and then the helicopter is going to drop us off at zone three, which is our other target, which is an intrusion related gold mineralized system that we identified last year in September 2024. We had about a 20 kilometer contact zone that we staked for, you know, cheapest chips, about, you know, $5,000 in staking costs. We own that whole thing, and we now could have a control position from our option or from Stillwater. So they're a fantastic option holder, but we'll be going back there. And we got a razor sharp focus. We found a linear feature inside the granite intrusion that's 2 kilometers by about, I'd say, 150 to 200 meter mag anomaly. There's a cross cutting fault that goes through that, with it, which is your classic fluid pathway. And then all the way at the bottom, we had a 7.38 gram per ton gold in prospecting. Because what we did last year was we identified something new. We staked it as fast. I staked it as fast as we could. We deployed some UAV mag with Axiom Geoscience. But then we also had our prospecting crew go out there and do a big prospecting program, just because it's new. What happened there before was a 1936-37 success-based drill program, as far as I can read, over four different areas, but they were chasing, four different programs. And what they were doing, they were chasing a orogenic, low gold, high grade, you know, vein shoot. And, you know, what we found was an intrusion related gold mineralization, which is something that's rare, but, you know, could be a Cassé or a Côté. You know, that's some heavy hitting mineralization. And we're like really excited to go there at zone three.
And there's been an upswing in investor interest in the camp. Can you talk about some of your neighbors and the interest they've been able to gather?
Yeah, so we've been there for 3 years, and what's happened since we got there, and we got our project because, you know, it's a very data-driven industry now, and there was a ton of data that just wasn't accumulated in a systematic way. So what we've done, we put that together, but what's happened is, you know, I mean, it was a very interesting day when Next Gold, and, you know, backed by Frank Giustra, came in as, you know, and took over Treasury. That was really exciting. You also have Dryden Gold, which is backed by Eric Sprott and Rob McEwen. And then we also have Dynasty Gold, which is backed by Rob McEwen, and Knorr Land with Tognetti. So what you have is probably one of the last underexplored, easily accessible greenstone belts backed by some of the biggest names. And Heritage Mining has a control position in all of our projects. So it just keeps getting better and better. And we're really looking forward to what those assays come in. I think that'll put us on the map.
And on your shareholder roster, you have Stillwater as one of your largest shareholders?
Yeah, so Stillwater's our option ore. So we're earning into the property on them. We have another earn-in milestone that ends in 2 years. So they worked with us and extended it. It's been a tough market. So they're being a great option ore. So we have 51% right now. And then we have another earn-in for 90%. So we're looking forward to working with them together on that. I speak with the team quite regularly, almost weekly, and giving them updates. We share ideas. So yeah, absolutely. And then we also have institutional holdings that I'm allowed to talk about is 10 Point, which has been supportive since the go public. He's been a huge supporter. And other ones that I probably can't, I don't know if I'm supposed to mention. So, but everybody's very interested in the area. So.
And insiders have a significant position as well?
Yeah, I'd say about 16 to 17%. I hold the most of it, call it about 9% of the company. You'll see me on my SETI filings, always, you know, grabbing a little bit when I can. And then, you know, we'll be ready to rock, I think. We've cleaned up the share structure. We've put a lot of effort in there. So Mike Weckerly's come in also. To help, you know, raise capital when we need it, to bring market attention. I think he's picked up about 1 million shares in the last week. We had some financing come off lockup. So we've been getting out the mop buckets and dealing with that. But, you know, overall, friendly for the most part. And I think we're doing fantastic given the current market and what's going on there. So,
and your board members give investors a sense of what the company's trying to become with their track record of success.
Yeah, so we have a really good board, and it just got interesting recently with Tom Reed. Tom Reed was his prior role at Sun Life. I worked at Sun Life about 6-7 years ago, or sorry, 10 years ago. But you know, Tom was the CFO Canada and head of M&A for Sun Life Financial. So to have him involved on the board is he's a heavy hitter. Our chairman was director of the Trelawney, which was the sale to IM Gold with the Côté project, which is, you know, the next darling in Ontario. Mm-hmm. So to have, you know, directors like that, I mean, and then we have Patrick Sullivan, who's a corporate secretary, our corporate secretary, youngest partner at Osler in Vancouver in mining. And then we also have, you know, Ray Carvelis, who is his past role was the CEO of DRA Global. That's a mine building and consulting company. So when you put that together and you look through the lens, you know, you're really gonna, we're really making quality investment decisions on our properties. So it's really exciting, and it's great to have them involved.
Well, Peter, thank you very much for joining me. We'll be keeping an eye on your story.
Thanks so much, Ronnie. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand, and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.